ابو الروح القدس لله الواحد امين. We call this week the week of the passions of the Lord, and it denotes or tells us that in all this week he suffered many kinds of tribulations. But actually, if we think about it, we might assume that maybe this name doesn't apply on the whole week, and maybe this only applies on the day of his crucifixion, that is Friday. But if we look deeply, we will see that yes, he suffered many kinds of suffering during this week, but for different reasons. الأسبوع ده احنا بنسميه أسبوع الآلام، رغم إن احنا ممكن نشوف إن الآلام دي حصلت يوم الجمعة بس. فيا ترى الاسم ده صح كده نسميه أسبوع الآلام ولا نسميها جمعة الآلام بس؟ الحقيقة السيد المسيح الأسبوع ده تألم فيه أكتر من ألم بشكل مختلف يعني. He suffered many kinds of pains and afflictions. We will summarize them in five main points. The first kind of suffering he suffered when he saw the people despising his holies. Entering into his house, his temple, he found that the people disregarded totally the holiness of this place that God's name was called upon. He found the people trading in it. They are buying and selling merchandise, and they are exchanging money. This was kind of hurt to him. And the people, whenever, every time they come to God's house, and despise his holies, they are causing him the same kind of suffering over and over again. God is very sensitive and jealous to things related to him. Like, for example, his name. He said that one of the commandments, not to utter his name in vain. Also, related to his holies, he was very careful to give Moses and Aaron instructions how to watch over the holiness of the place. And they are held accountable whenever anything to blemish the holiness and sanctity of this house. Also, related to him was his feasts, how the people should keep his feasts and regard them. His holy name, his house, his feast, his book, his body and his blood, all of these are holies. And the people, every time they disregard them, they are causing him suffering and pain over and over. Why people do this? Three main reasons why we make God actually, in a way, to look at this and feel sorry because what we do. People usually disregard the holies for three reasons. The first one is ignorance. The second one is lack of fear and respect. The third one is by willful rejection to him. أول سبب من معاناة السيد المسيح في أسبوع الآلام كان لما دخل الهيكل وشاف الناس إن هم ما بيحترموش البيت بتاع ربنا. إلهنا إله غيور على اسمه وعلى بيته وعلى الحاجة اللي تخصه. الحاجة دي بتبين إن الناس ما بتحترمش ربنا وما تحبوش، بتخافش على مشاعره. زي واحد يخش بيت واحد ويخش يسيب ولاده كده يلخبطوا الدنيا، واللي معاه قلم يشخبط على الحيطان. ده عدم احترام لصاحب البيت. ولما احنا بنعمل كده في بيت ربنا، دي علامة ان احنا يا اما نجهل ان البيت ده بيت ربنا، يا اما احنا عارفين كويس بس احنا ما بنخافش ربنا. اكشوري مش مشكلة يعني، مش بيج ديل، احنا نخش نقلب الدنيا ونمشي كده. او الحاجة الثالثة ان هو مش جهل وعدم مخافة، ولكن رفض لربنا. انا ارفض الله ولا يعني القي له بالا يعني. حاجة ربنا مقدسة وربنا يغير عليها، كنيسته، اسمه. عشان كده ربنا يقول ما حدش يقول اسم ده ان فين، حدش يقول اسم ربنا وخلاص يقعد يحلف بيه طول النهار. اسمه، كنيسته، جسده ودمه الاقدسين اللي يعلنا معلمنا بولس الرسول، ليأكل ويشرب بدون استحقاق يكون مجرما في جسد الرب ودمه. So the first kind of suffering is the suffering that the Lord endured when he saw the people despising his holies and disregarding them totally. The second kind of suffering is the suffering of because the people rejected his will over and over. When he lamented over Jerusalem, he said, "How many times I was willing to gather you, all of you, under my wings, but you did not want." It is exactly like the suffering of a father who looks to his son and say, "How many times I wanted you to be good, and you rejected me, and you refused my will. You worked your own will against me." God's will can be summarized in three main things. God always is for unity, for sanctification, and for sharing life with his people. But the enemy's will is also to disperse. Again, his gathering is to disperse. Again, his sanctity or sanctification is to defile. And again, his making God to share life with his people is to make his people separated from him. المعاناة الثانية اللي عانها السيد المسيح معاناة اللي هو لما جه وبكى على أورشليم وقال لها كم مرة أردت ولم تريد. إن ربنا له إرادة وولاده ليهم إرادة تانية خالص. كل يوم ربنا كده زي ما يكون بيبص لكل واحد فينا ويقول له كم مرة أردت إن أنا أجمع وإن أنا أقدس وإن أنا أشارك لكن أنت ما كنتش عايز. إرادة ربنا تتلخص في الثلاث كلمات دول. ربنا عايز يجمعنا. ربنا عايز يقدسنا. ربنا عايز يشاركنا حياتنا. أي حاجة من الثلاثة دول إحنا نمشي عكسها نبقى إحنا بنعمل إرادتنا إحنا. لو ربنا عايز يجمع وإحنا بنفرق، لو ربنا عايز يقدس وإحنا بننجس الأقداس، لو ربنا عايز يشاركنا وإحنا مش عايزين نشاركه كل مرة بنحزن قلبه لو عملنا كده. يبقى the first cause of suffering was despising of his holiness. The second one was the people rejecting his will and working their own will. The third reason for the suffering of the Lord in this holy week was that there was no fruits from the vineyard. He came to the fig tree looking for fruits. He said it before in the Old Testament, what should be done to my vineyard? And I did not do it. I did everything possible. I watered them with my words. I worked very hard close to them in order that I would see fruits, but unfortunately this was not the case. It is the same also applied till now. When God to look to us and say, how many times I give you this and this, I worked with you very closely, I watered you, I nourished you, and then at the end of the day, I'm looking for fruits and there is none. What are the fruits that God is expecting from us? Also, let us summarize them in three main fruits God is expecting from all his people. First one is worship. In spirit and truth. The second one, repentance, true repentance from the heart. Third one is love to my neighbor, and my neighbor as I love myself. If I lack any of these fruits, I will make God's heart to grieve. Even now, after we passed all of these years, God is looking to all of us like the fig tree, waiting, expecting fruits from us. السبب الثالث لمعاناة إلهنا الصالح في أسبوع الألام كانت بسبب انعدام الثمر في شعب إسرائيل. اللي يمثلها لنا شجرة التين اللي جه المسيح بص عليها كده ولقى الشجرة فيها ورق وما فيهاش ثمر، فحزن كده ولعن الشجرة دي. ربنا منتظر مننا ثمر. بقالنا سنين بنخش بيته وربنا بيدينا وقت عشان نثمر. ايه الثمر اللي ربنا منتظره منا؟ نلخصهم في ثلاث حاجات بسرعة كده. ربنا عايز مننا عبادة بالروح والحق، عبادة من القلب. عايز مننا توبة حقيقية. عايز مني محبة للقريب. كل يوم ربنا يجي ويفحصني، يا ترى ابني ده بيقدم لي العبادة، تايب، بيحب اخواته. لو الثلاثة دول مش موجودين ربنا هنحزن قلبه زي شجرة التين دي اللي بترمز للأمة اليهودية اللي تمسكت بالشك على حساب المضمون ما أحزنت قلب المسيح لما طلب منها ثمر وما لقاهاش. يبقى now we see three reasons for his suffering during this week. First of all, despising his holies, rejecting his will. Thirdly, there was lack of fruits. Number four, the suffering of betrayal. The man who made him a friend, the Lord befriended Judas, and he gave him all the talents and all the things that he gave to the other disciples. At the end of the day, this man favored money over him, and he sold him. We still till now we betray him and we sell him for anything. We sell him for money, we sell him for unlawful relationships, or sometimes we sell him for anything, for a title, for an addiction, any kind. Betrayal still happens. Judas are still living till now. Unfortunately, sometimes we do not see that we are doing this. We are playing this role. We are selling the Lord for a very cheap price. This betrayal hurts his heart and still does till now. السبب الرابع لألام السيد في الأسبوع ده كان الخيانة. الخيانة دي توجع القلب ليه؟ لأن في إنسان أعطى وأحب والإنسان الثاني رد الكلام ده بالإساءة. كلنا نقدر نحس الحكاية دي لو لنا صديق أو إنسان عزيز علينا وإحنا استثمرنا فيه محبة، وفي الآخر لما جه يرد المحبة ردها إساءة وردها يمكن حاجة تأذينا. الحكاية دي بنشوفها كل يوم، الله يعطي محبة ويعطي من محبته لينا كل يوم، وفي الآخر أحيانا إحنا نبيعه بأي ثمن، نبيعه بفلوس، نبيعه بعلاقة مش كويسة، نبيعه بأي نوع من أنواع الإدمان لأي مادة، أي حاجة ممكن تخلي الإنسان يبيع ربنا. ده ممكن يكون يبيع ربنا بسبب إنه يعني مش فضيله، باختصار كده شغلي أهم من أي حاجة، مش عايز أعرف ربنا، أنا بيني وبين ربنا حاجات كده على الطاير، خلينا بس نمشي حالنا مع ربنا. نوع من الخيانة، محبة ما تقابلتش بمحبة تانية. يبقى we said four kinds of four reasons for his suffering, despising his holies, rejecting his will, lacking fruits, betrayal, and the fifth one, leaving him alone and abandoning him. At the time of his suffering, we see that he went alone, as the Isaiah prophesied in the Old Testament about this man who is coming from Edom and his clothes are red. And he says, why your clothes are red? As if like went into the wine press. And the man answers, I went to it alone. There was no one with me. It's very sad that the Lord, he goes alone into this suffering with no one to be with him. We still till now also do the same kind of affliction to the Lord. We hurt his feelings by leaving him alone. By leaving him alone, usually this happened because of three main reasons. First one is laziness from our side. Secondly is being overwhelmed and occupied with the problems and the interest from the world. And the third one is sometimes because we are ashamed of him. We are ashamed of him sometimes. Believe me, this happens when we leave him alone. People ask us, like they asked St. Peter, do you know him? And then we feel troubled. No, I don't know him. Yes, I hear about him. I don't know the man, as St. Peter said. We make it in many, many ways and forms. We still till now, we feel sometimes that when we're asked about our belief, that we are ashamed to say that we are Christians, we believe in so. Let us make ourselves to be like everyone and mingle with the world, be accepted by them, and even on the expense of abandoning the Master. السبب الخامس من أسباب الألام اللي عناها السيد المسيح كان إن هو تركوه وحده. يقول كده في العهد القديم، الشخص ده اللي جاي من أدوم ولابس لابس حمراء، أنا دست المعصرة وحدي، محدش معايا. لغاية ما وصل لغاية الصليب ما كانش واقف معاه حد غير السيدة العذراء زي ما احنا شايفين ويوحنا الحبيب، الكل مشي. يا ترى احنا ماشيين مع السيد ولا احنا كل واحد راح لحاله وسايبين السيد شايل الصليب وماشي وكل واحد في دنيته؟ نيجي نتفرج عليه واحيانا كده يعني يمكن نستفاد منه زي الجموع اللي كان بتاكل من وراه، لكن وقت الضيقه يبص حواليه ما لقاش حد. ثلاث اسباب تخلينا دايما يمكن ما ناخدش بالنا ان احنا سايبينه. اول حاجه الكسل، ثاني حاجه المشغوليه اللي احنا بنختارها. انا عارف ان مش في مشغوليه غصب عننا، لكن في مشغوليه بنختارها، ان انا اشغل نفسي باي حاجه. لو عندي يوم الحد تنظيف مش هاجي الكنيسه. والحاجه الثالثه ان انا اخجل منه، حس ان هو ربنا ده يعني لو جيت اتزنقت في سؤال خلينا كش بعيد. تعرف ده زي ما قالوا البطرس فجأة كده، تعرف الراجل ده؟ قال لهم انا معرفوش. نفس الكلام برضو احيانا sometimes applied on us. Of course the sixth reason that we are aware of, he carried the iniquities of all of us. He is the holy, he became a curse for us. And this we will talk about it later. But today still reasons of his suffering exist. And sometimes, unfortunately, his children still contribute in making them happening day after day. Let us think about these five reasons of the suffering of the Lord in this week of his passion. And let us try to work hard, sincerely from our hearts, to repent any of them if we are still practicing any. So we can make it in a way, we make our gift to the Lord, taking away from his suffering. The Lord suffered because the people despised his holies, they rejected his will, they lacked fruits, they betrayed him, and they abandoned him and left him alone. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.